Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast today. Well, I'd like to share, beginning today, one of the most beautiful subjects in the universe, and that is the love of God. Let me begin by reading a portion of Revelation, the first chapter, verses 4 and 5 and 6, where the Apostle John is beginning to share with the seven churches the things that God has shown him when he was exiled on the Isle of Patmos. He goes on to say, John, to the seven churches which are in Asia, grace be unto you and peace from him who is and who was and who is to come, and from the seven spirits who are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness and the first begotten of the dead and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loveth us, and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and hath made us a kingdom of priests unto God and his Father. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. And then it's verse 8. Jesus is now speaking, and he says, I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, saith the Lord, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty. Praise God. Now, there's a lot in those few verses of Scripture, but it tells us that Jesus, who is alive, having gone through the suffering of death and atoning for all of our sins, becoming the Redeemer of all mankind, having washed us from our sins in his own blood, he has given us an eternal destiny. He's called us to be a kingdom of priests unto God and his Father. But what was the reason for him doing that? Because he loved us, unto him that loveth us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. So love was the motivation that the Father sent Jesus into the world to be born of a virgin, and it was love that Jesus, in obedience and fulfilling his Father's behest and desire, was He willingly became born of a virgin, and he lived a life of sinless obedience to his Father as an example to us, and laid down his life so we could be an eternal family with the Trinity, with his Father. And this is one of the most amazing things. It's one of the simplest subjects, the love of God. But beloved, we could never exhaust the love of God. There are many ways to talk about God, but the greatest, the most complete definition, that he is a God of love. He is love. Everything that is truly represented in love is found in our God. Now, I want to share some more scriptures, and then we're going to go on and try to understand a little bit more about God's love and the importance of us being representatives of the living God. There used to be a song we sang years ago, "They will know we are Christians by our love." Now, this is fairly, it sounds like, you know, pretty elementary stuff, but it is some of the most profound and most challenging aspects of our Christian walk, that we can truly walk in the love of God. Because Paul had a problem with that. He found his carnal nature didn't always allow him to do that, just as we. How many times have we fallen short of the glory of God? How many times have we been quick to temper or say an unkind word or demonstrate by our actions things that would be hurtful to the Lord? So let me go on now and share some more passages found in the book of Revelation. And John continues on in the 12th verse, and he says, I turned to see the voice that spake with me, and being turned, I saw seven golden lampstands, and in the midst of the seven lampstands, one like unto the Son of Man, clothed the garment down to the foot, and girded about the breasts with a golden girdle. His head and his hair were white like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes were like a flame of fire, and his feet like fine brass, as if they burned in a furnace, and his voice as the sound of many waters. And he had in his right hand seven stars, and out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword. And his countenance was as the sun shineth in its strength. And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. And he laid his right hand upon me, saying unto me, Fear not, I am the first and the last. I am he that liveth and was dead. And behold, I am alive forevermore, amen, and have the keys of Hades and of death. And so I would like to share some things, some thoughts the Lord has been dealing with me about, and perhaps bless you and enrich your Christian walk, because some of you I know are having some struggles right now in this entire area, because God has ways of bringing the difficult situations, unloving people, frustrating people into our lives, sometimes more than one, all at the same time. And we are really challenged to live in a way that faithfully represents our Lord. Let me share a further scripture out of Revelation 5 and 6. And I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne and of the four living creatures, as in the midst of the elders, stood a lamb as it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent forth into all the earth. Now, we know from scripture there are nine gifts of the Spirit, and there are nine attributes of the fruit of the Spirit, one of which, of course, is love. Love suffereth long, love beareth all things, love endures all things. These are the first and last attributes that are mentioned in that list provided in 13th chapter. And as Jesus was sharing important things with his disciples before he went to the cross, he stated in John the 17th chapter, verse 26, he was in prayer. He did pray that great high priestly prayer, not only for his disciples, but for all those who would believe on him through their word. And of course, that's all the generations since their time. He was speaking to the Father, and he said, I have declared unto them thy name, and I will declare it, that the love wherewith thou hast loved me may be in them, and I in them. And this verse of scripture describes the attitude of God toward Jesus, toward his Son, and toward all of humanity, the entire human race. You know, we all know and are familiar with that passage in John 3:16, for God so loved, there's that word again, he so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever would believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And the Apostle Paul states in Romans, the 5th chapter, verses 5-8, and hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts, speaking about believers now, by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. Remember, when we're saved, the Holy Spirit comes and we're born again. The Holy Spirit dwells in our spirit. And he goes on in verse 6 to say, for when we were yet without strength, and that's, of course, when we were sinners, in due time, in the fullness of time, Christ died for the ungodly, of which we were, and the whole world, that applies to them as well. For scarcely for a righteous man may one die, yet peradventure, for a good man, some would even dare to die. But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Notice in the second part of that verse 5, the love of God shed abroad in our hearts. Paul is, of course, not speaking about natural love. Paul is not speaking about our love for God. Paul is speaking about that holy, pure, divine love of God, that agape of God, which is shed abroad in the believer's heart by the Holy Ghost. You know, every day in our lives, we encounter and experience many different kinds of love in our day-to-day experiences. There's romantic love. There's the love between husband and wife, between parents and children, children for parents. There's the love that one can have for a friend in the bonds of friendship. These and other forms of love in many differing degrees can be found in every area and every relationship of the human family. But when we look into the Word of God in the Greek language, we can see God's beautiful message to us in clear and precise terms, more so than if we just rely on English translations. There is one word used in the New Testament Greek for love, which is used exclusively and entirely to denote the divine love of God, which exists between God, His Son, and the Holy Ghost, shared in the relationship that the Trinity enjoy. And this word denotes the powerful and undying love which God experiences in that relationship that they have with the three persons of the Trinity, one God, and every born-again believer. And this love is manifested and operated only through God's grace on the human level. Well, we'll have more to share tomorrow, and I invite you to tune in tomorrow at this same time as we continue sharing on that marvelous subject, the love of God, which knows no end, no depths. We cannot plumb and fully examine with our human reasoning. We can to some degree, but it is only experienced in our relationship with God as He chooses to do it. If we did it all at once, I think we'd be fully, totally overwhelmed. Well, that's my desire, to grow more in the love of God, in our experience, to have you experience His love that will bring joy and fulfillment and satisfaction and meeting of all your needs, the every need in your life. However, if you have needs, God says we are to come to Him, to pray, to ask our Heavenly Father. Even though He knows what we need, we're to come to Him in prayer. So I invite you to write and share your prayer needs. The announcer will give our contact information. I love you. I look forward to being with you again tomorrow. And I thank God for your prayer support and your financial help. Until then, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.